Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm excited to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you as always. The blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, listen, if He isn't your Savior, He can be. He wants to be. In fact, He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke, chapter 19 and 10. And oh, look, friend, oh, look. I may have started this day if I were you lost, but knowing what I know, friend, knowing what I know, and I've been in your place before, like Ezekiel said to the captives down in Babylon as they sat by the river Chebar. I've sat where you sat. I know what it is to be lost. I know what it is, friend, to be lost and on my way to a Christless eternity. But I know what it is to be saved. And believe me, friend, it's better. It's better to be saved, have your sins under the blood, be sealed with the Spirit, know your names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's way better. Debbie's going to sing a song about that. It kind of proves it. Oh, what an honor to serve the Lord. And it is an honor. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, right after the book of Ruth, right before the book of 2 Samuel. I'm going to be reading just a variety of verses out of the first, 19 verses, and then share the message. You join me there as you pray, will you? Enjoy the song.
Last night I was dreaming, I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. I heard a thundering voice, it was speaking to me. For you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. He owns it all, he owns everything. Hallelujah. An honor to serve a king. When I awoke, I realized it was only a dream. Then I heard a still small voice saying, one day it'll be a reality. Oh, what He owns it all, he owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising his name. Oh, what an honor to serve a king.
And what a great honor it is to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm going to tell you something, friend. If you're not serving Him, you got something lacking in your life. You're missing something. Matter of fact, you are missing life. There's an old song used to hear sung quite often just years ago. It says, I just began to live. I just began to live when God's amazing grace came in. I just began to live. How true that is. Look, thanks for joining in, me and Debbie. We're excited about the program. Now listen, as this program's going out, we're on the threshold of a brand new year. So with that in mind, and I love that. I love this time of year when we're bringing something old to a close. And my, listen, I'm going to date this message. I generally don't, but I'm going to. It'll be the last Sunday of 2020. I'll tell you what, that makes you want to shout right there, does it not? Knowing that we're going to get part of this stuff behind us. I know as I speak, it's still here. We're still dealing with COVID. There's a change in the political setting. I mean, to tell you, friend, listen, Jesus is getting ready to come. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that's what this is all about. He's just getting things ready, getting our heart ready, getting our spirit ready. But nonetheless, friend, listen, we're stepping out of something old into something new. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to give him a text before I even read the scriptures out of this passage in 1 Samuel chapter 1 that I'm going to read and then just share with you. I'll never get to preach today. Share with you the message God has laid upon my heart. I want you to think with me about this question. Is something missing? That's what was wrong in the life of a woman to the name of Hannah. A good woman, a godly woman, a woman that was blessed in many ways. But there came a day when she said, hey, I've known for a long time something's missing in my life. I've known for a long time that I need God to do something in my life. And you know what she did? She got serious about it. She got down to business with the Lord. Now listen, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're at. Don't know how this will preach to you. Don't know what it'll mean to you. But I'll tell you what, listen, friend, I believe God is able to do great things, even in the midst of a pandemic. Hey, our God is great. Do you hear me? He's mighty. No, He's almighty, friend. He's great. I am that I am. So I want you to listen while I share the message God has laid in my heart. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1, the Word of God says, now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, and the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. Boy, y'all think that's easy, don't you? And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, the name of the other was Peninnah or Peninnah, whichever you want. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Jump over to verse 5. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. Now notice that. The Lord is in this thing. He had shut up her womb. Her adversary, talking about Peninnah. Peninnah also provoked her for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, they went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her, therefore she wept. Meaning Peninnah provoked Hannah and she wept. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened. So Hannah, at verse 9, after they had eaten, rose up. After they had eaten in Shiloh, and after that they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the Lord. Look at verses 9. Well, look at verses 10 and 11. And she was in bitterness of soul, meaning Hannah, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore, and vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Verse 19, and they arose up in the morning early, speaking of Elkanah, Hannah, Peninnah, and all the rest of the family. They rose up early, worshiped before the Lord, and returned to the house of Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife. Now watch this. And the Lord remembered her. I don't know about you. That kind of puts me on shouting ground. Hey, listen, what's missing in your life? Hey, is there something spiritual in your life that's missing? Hey, I thought about it as I was meditating on this message, planning how to preach this message, seeking God's face about this message. I thought, well, I'm going to make a list of things. I'm going to list it. Are you missing peace? Are you missing joy? Are you missing whatever the case may be? Hey, I'll leave it up to you and the Lord to decide what it is. But I believe you already know, don't you? I believe you already know. Hey, listen, Hannah had something missing. I mean to tell you, listen, maybe not everybody knew it. Old Peninnah knew it. I mean, I know Elkanah is a man, but he knew that his wife, no doubt his first wife, and by the way, because this is recording the Word of God, the fact that a man had two wives doesn't mean God's okay with polygamy. Do you hear me? And oh, if you look at the trouble in this household, you'll know, friend, that it's not the right thing to do. Oh, there ought to be much said about that, but I don't have time. Hey, it may not have been obvious in the life of others, in the mind of others, or even in the heart of others that Hannah had a problem, had an issue, that something was missing. But oh, she knew it. I mean to tell you, it was obvious to Hannah. And you want me to tell you something? She wasn't even content about it. I know the Word of God says that godliness with contentment is great gain. But look, we got to rightly divide the Word of God. I want you to know when something is missing and that God has turned your heart on, you know what He's done? He's put you in a place, friend, out of where you seek Him, where you're shut up to Him, where nothing else will content you. And that's exactly what the Word of God says here. Listen to what the Word of God says in verse 6. The Lord had shut up her womb. Ah, God was in this thing. God's timing is perfect. If you knew where they were at as a nation, how dark it was, what it was like at the end of that period of time known as the Judges. Oh, that, what is it, 450 years maybe, at least, and that's just a guess trying to go from memory. Oh, it was dark spiritually. It was bad in that day. Oh, and God was still sovereign. God was still ruling and reigning. And though He had kept to this point the womb of Hannah shut up, though He had kept it from bearing, though He had kept it from being fruitful, hey, it was time. Can I tell you what? God may started working on you about you knowing something was missing a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, a decade ago. I don't know when it was, but you do. And hey, it's still not fulfilled. But can I tell you, it seems to me, according to the way God's moved my heart, now's the time to seek Him. Now's the time I had to go after it. Listen, friend, I'm telling you, what she lacked was grievous to her. I mean to tell you, listen, what she lacked couldn't be replaced by other things. There wasn't trinkets to take care of it. There was no treasure that Elkanah gave to her. Oh, he was a good husband. He loved Hannah in a great way. Loved her more, no doubt, than Peninnah. But I'll tell you, he loved them. Loved them both. Peninnah gave him sons. Gave him several sons. But he loved Hannah. Oh, no doubt in my mind, he loved Hannah. How about look, let's begin this message. Look what it says in verses 6 and 7. And her adversary, meaning Peninnah, provoked her, meaning Hannah, sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as He did year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she, meaning Hannah, wept and did not eat. Can I tell you, friend, there was difficulty in that home. I'm telling you, look, it was more difficult for Hannah than anybody else. Can I tell you, when you've got something missing, I'm telling you, it ought to be difficult for you. It's God stirring your heart. It's God stirring your spirit. It's God's getting you ready. If you're willing to submit, if you're willing to turn to Him, if you're willing just to do what God would have you to do. Now listen, I don't understand the Lord. I don't understand His timing. I don't understand why He waits. But can I tell you this? He's always on time. I thank God He's not a moment too early. early, not a moment too late. It may be in the third watch of the night. But when the fullness of time was come, or is come, thank God, God's going to move in your life. God's going to move. Hey, do you know what? He knows you better than you do. He knows you better than you do. If you don't believe that, turn to the book of Psalm 139 after you listen to this old country preacher preach. And read about the omniscience of God. Read about the omnipresence of God. Read about the omnipotence of God. I'll tell you, friend, listen, that Psalm will help you sleep good, help you live good, help you wait patiently, help you rejoice when your help comes. I'll tell you, there was a difficult time in the household of Elkanah. It was especially difficult in the heart of that woman by the name of Hannah. But look, she had a desire. Look at verse 7 and 8. Look at this. Well, I like this. Listen, friend. She wouldn't eat. So therefore she wept in verse 7 and did not eat. And then Elkanah, then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? Why is the heart grieved? Am I not better to thee and than 10 sons? I'll tell you what, listen, friend. She needed more than Elkanah could give her. Oh, she knew her husband loved her. She knew he was kind. She knew he was compassionate and tender. Hey, but listen, friend. Listen, this woman, Hannah, had a heart issue. She had something that only God could satisfy. She had something that only God could understand. She had something that only God could do something about. So you know what she had? Listen, friend, she had a desire. She had a desire. Oh, look, it just wasn't a thing just because. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, it was unfulfilled. I mean to tell you, wasn't just that she was jealous over Peninnah having other children, and I know she was, without a doubt. I know human nature to say she wasn't. But it went deeper than that. Listen, she was incomplete. She felt unfulfilled. She felt like there was more. She felt like, listen, if she didn't have this thing, oh, she couldn't live. That's the way we got to get somewhere, sometime with the desire. We've got to get to the place where nothing else will meet the need except what we want from God, with what God has put in our heart. Can I tell you, friend, listen, the Bible said in the book of Philippians 2:12-13, work out your salvation. Let me turn over and read it. I've quoted that passage of Scripture time and time again. It says, look, I work out your salvation. There it is, with fear and trembling. Now watch verse 13. For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Listen, she had a desire. She had a desire. So look, she had a decision to make in verses 10 through 13. And I really don't have time to read them. She went in the bitterness of her soul. Down to the tabernacle at Shiloh at that time, and she began to pray. She poured her heart out. I mean to tell you, she wept. She didn't hold anything back. She vowed a vow unto the Lord, said, now look, I'll tell you what, here's my decision. Can I tell you, listen, friend, it seems like nothing happened until she made a decision. I mean to tell you, it seemed like it took a while to get her here, but when she got here, she was all in. That's what it takes sometime. God knows our heart better than we do. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah 9:17 that the heart is wicked, it is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Verse 10 goes on to say, I, the Lord, try the reins. Hey, listen, friend, listen. It's going to hurt some of you, but it's going to help you too. Until we get honest with God, until we just bare our soul, until we just lay it out and say, here it is. I'm hiding nothing. I'm holding nothing back. You can have it. You can have me. You can have all, God. I just meet this desire in my heart. And then God will start working. Look at verses 6:13-19. And boy, I like to read all of this, but I can't. I went, old Eli was up there leaning upon a post. He watched Hannah pray. Her lips moved, but he didn't hear a sound. Must have been a bad time there in the nation of Israel. If Eli thought a godly woman like Hannah was drunk, undoubtedly there must have been women that would come there that was drunk and acted in similar ways. Well, old Eli went to her and said, hey, shame on you. You woman of Belial. Oh, Hannah said, look, I'm not a woman of Belial. You know what she said? I've got a determination. I'm here to seek the Lord. I'm refusing to give up or to be discouraged or to be turned back. I bless God until I get it. And though you, Eli, don't understand me, God does. God knows my heart. I'm not leaving here till I get what I came for. We've got to have that determination sometime. We've got to stay with it. I mean to tell you, friend, we've just got to stay right with it. I mean to tell you, Hannah, I mean, she was confronted. You'd have thought Eli would have come over there, joined with her in prayer, said, honey, I don't know what you're praying for, but I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to ask God. I'm going to intercede like I'm supposed to. I'm going to do my work. But I'll tell you, he tried to discourage her. But oh, listen, friend, she couldn't be daunted. I mean to tell you, her courage couldn't be dampened. She couldn't be dissuaded. She couldn't be denied. I'm telling you, friend, if you got something missing, this is how you get it. You got to go to the Lord and say, God, all right, here I am. Here's what it is. Hey, whether anybody else understands it or not, this is what I've got to have. And look now, look in verse 11. When I get it, I'll give it back to you. I'll dedicate it to you. That's what Hannah said. You give me a son, you make my womb fruitful, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the best. I'll give you the first. I won't hold anything back. I'll just send him to you. I'll take him up. I'll make him a Nazarene, a Nazarite. I bless God from the womb. I'll set him aside. I'll make a vow. I'll see that he follows it. Oh, God, here's what my decision is. I'm going to dedicate what you give me to the Lord. I'm going to give it back to you. That's just it. You give it to me, Lord, and I'll give it right back to you. And you know what? That's what this is all about. Someone asked you, I got to hurry. Now, hey, look, all of these points demand more time, but I'm limited in my time. Can I ask you now why? What are you going to do? Hey, listen, friend. God's in charge. When He stirs us up, when He makes us aware that something's missing, you know what we ought to do? We ought to go all out. We ought to go to Him. We ought to go to Him until He hears us, till we know that He hears us. We ought to pray. We ought to be stirred up. We ought to turn our heart to heaven, to heaven and heavenward things. Thank God, listen, He was stirred up. Do you know that? I believe when He saw Hannah stirred up, and you say, why? Because there was a child born. Look at what verse 19 says. And they arose up, the family of Elkanah. They went back to a place called Ramah after that they had worshipped the Lord. And look at what the last part of verse 19 says. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife. Now watch this. I love it. And the Lord remembered her. Oh, I'll tell you, you go before God today with a broken heart. You go before God grieving like Hannah did. You go before God, listen, wanting God's will, wanting this thing in your life that you know is missing more than food, more than contentment, more than money, more than position, more than anything else. Can I tell you what? I believe God will hear your prayer. God's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or think. And can I tell you what? The birth of this child brought something new in the nation. Not just in that family, but in that nation. Isn't that amazing? I mean, Samuel brought about a change which was needed. Now listen, friend, I don't know who you are. I'm going to end this message like I started it. I don't know where you are. I don't know what this means to you. I don't know how God's speaking to you. I don't know how God's spoken to you. I don't know how God has been dealing with you over the last day. day, week, month, year, or decade. But I know God's dealing with somebody just as sure as I know my name, just as sure as I know anything about the Spirit of God, how God's talking to you. Now, I don't know who that you is. It may be everybody listening. Maybe everybody listening knows they've got something lacking, and that's probably true. I mean to tell you, I do. I know I've been praying. I know I'm going to continue to pray. How about what's this mean to you? Thank God, listen. God's got a storehouse of plenty. When He supplies us with grace or gifts or goods, do you know why? It doesn't diminish what He's got left to give. I mean to tell you, He's able to reach in deep and give you more and give you more and give you more. What we need to do is have a desire. What we need to do is make a decision. What we need to do is have a determination. What we need to do, bless God, is to go undaunted to the Lord. We need to determine, bless God, that we're going to dedicate whatever it is that the Lord gives us, that we've got from the Lord. We're going to dedicate it to Him. Things may be difficult today, but tomorrow when God hears your prayer, there may be a total difference. I pray that there will be. Go to Him today. Run to Him. Cry out to Him and tell Him what's missing in your life. And you know what I believe He'll do? For His glory, by His grace, for your good, He'll give it unto the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours. And to all